When Anjali Joseph began writing her debut novel, Saraswati Park, she found herself drawn to writing about Bombay, a city known for its colour and chaos, and a city she knew very well, even though she grew up in England. As well as being a writer, Anjali Joseph is a journalist for Time of India magazine and was the former commissioning editor for the fashion magazine L India. For our off-the-shelf segment of Top Book Choices, Anjali Joseph lists her favourite debut novels.
The first one is Flaubert's Madame Bovary, which is such a consummate performance of a novel that we often forget that it's actually the first novel that he wrote that was published. What I love about it is not so much the dramatic storyline or the exciting things that happen. It's much more the way he writes about very small moments, you know, how the light falls or grass waving or tiny songbirds singing when a doctor's riding in the early morning to visit a patient. And even if you read Flaubert's letters around the time of his writing the novel, what he talks about is really how to write a novel about nothing, which is why this novel is so dear to my heart, because it's an incredibly well-structured, well-crafted novel about very, very small moments, which is very much something that I wanted to write about, and I think it's a fabulous performance of that. The next novel I wanted to talk about is Murphy by Samuel Beckett, which is his first published novel. And it's just a really delightful... Beckett is known as a kind of difficult author, but this is a really delightful novel of London and parks and people flying kites. And the central character is kind of a little bit feckless and doesn't want to get a job. And his girlfriend, who's a prostitute, keeps nagging him to get a job so that she doesn't have to work. His idea of a good time is to tie himself into his rocking chair in his depressing muse apartment and just close his eyes and rock away into a kind of solitude and meditation. But it's a really fun novel and kind of really modern. It has a chess game in it. It has letters, I think, and it has a mental hospital. It pretty much has everything you want in a novel, really. The three novels by Indian authors that I wanted to talk about are Pather Panchali, which is by the Bengali writer Bibhuti Bhushan Banerjee. And many people would know the film by Satyajit Ray of the novel, but it's a very beautiful novel. And it's a very kind of modernist novel. Again, it's about a poor family in Bengal in the early 20th century or late 19th century. And it is just about these two children, a brother and a sister, and about the joy that they find in the daily life that they lead and in the kind of nature around them. Despite terrible things happening to the family and despite, you know, real poverty and every attempt at material security just going really wrong, it's still somehow a very joyous and uplifting book, and it has a wonderful structure. It's very kind of episodic and free-flowing in the narrative. The next novel I wanted to mention was Swami and Friends by R.K. Narayan, which is a classic, and his first novel again. It's a novel that he apparently composed by having the end scene in mind, and the end scene is where one boy is waving another boy, his friend, off on a train at a railway station. And from this, he extrapolated a whole friendship and the town that this young boy Swami lives in, and his parents and his kind of daily life. And it's a novel of, again, very small events, but beautifully written and with a real joy about it. And finally, I wanted to mention Amit Chaudhry's first novel, which is called A Strange and Sublime Address. Again, it's very much a novel of small things about a boy visiting Calcutta and visiting his aunt and uncle's house. But it beautifully describes moments in daily life that everyone who's lived in India has experienced, like going for a bath and hearing, as the water trickles, hearing pigeons singing outside in the window vent, or his uncle singing songs as he bathes, or his aunt and his mother having an afternoon nap and the way that they sleep. And it's just a really beautiful kind of reclaiming of that life that we lead, and which, until he wrote this book, in some ways wasn't really considered a subject for fiction, which is why it's dear to me.
Anjali Joseph with her off-the-shelf picks, and her debut novel, Saraswati Park, is published by HarperCollins. Now, on tomorrow's book show, while half the world's population celebrates the royal wedding, we're celebrating a very important book that was commissioned by another English royal. It's the King James Bible, which turns 400 this year. We'll discuss its lasting legacy over on language and literature, really, with Oxford University Professor of the History of the Church, Dermot McCulloch. And you can hear us, of course, on ABC Radio National each weekday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m, except for tomorrow night because it's all wedding business. Or you can go to our website, abc.net.au/rn/bookshow, and you can comment on any story you hear and look at transcripts and sign up for the podcasts and all kinds of stuff. I'm Ramona Koval on ABC Radio National. Coming up, First Person.